migrants relocated to New York City. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. Eight more buses of migrants arrived there today from Texas, just a day after New York City Mayor Eric Adams declared a state of emergency because of the influx. Fox's Griff Jenkins is in Eagle Pass, Texas.
In the 1 week I've been here, there have been more than 10,700 migrant encounters. In the last 24 hours, there was 1,583. Now, yesterday, Governor Abbott was touting what his Texas DPS Operation Lone Star has been doing. He says that since it began last year in April, Operation Lone Star has had some 311,000 apprehensions. They've been busing more than 12,000 migrants.
Texas authorities say Operation Lone Star has taken more than 300 million doses of fentanyl from smugglers. Gas prices going up again after OPEC Plus announced a cut in oil production.
Gas prices rising 17 of the last 18 days. The national average is $3.90. That's already 10 cents higher than a week ago. And I want to point out roughly 40% higher than when the president took office. And that's only going to get worse, largely because of OPEC's planned production cut of 2 million barrels per day. We were expecting roughly one. So that was a big shock. And many are calling the announcement a slap in the face after the president visited Saudi Arabia recently.
Fox's Kelly O'Grady. Thousands marching in the nation's capital today to protest the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade and a call for reproductive rights ahead of the midterms.
Legal abortion!
Nationwide!
Legal abortion!
Nationwide!
More than 450 similar marches were planned across the country. Israeli police say they're searching for a Palestinian gunman who opened fire at an Israeli military checkpoint in East Jerusalem, seriously wounding two people. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There's no sign of Russian forces moving nuclear weapons, but the president is warning about irresponsible rhetoric from Moscow.
President Biden told donors at a Democratic fundraiser this week Russian President Vladimir Putin's threats about nuclear weapons must be taken seriously, warning the world is as close to Armageddon as it was during the Cuban Missile Crisis.
President's comments has been very consistent. He was reinforcing what we have been saying, which is how seriously we take these threats.
Still, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says U.S. intelligence has not seen a change in Russia's nuclear posture.
We have not seen any reason to adjust our own nuclear posture, nor do we have indications they are preparing to use them, but Putin can de-escalate this.
At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Authorities say the number dead from a gas station explosion in Northwest Ireland has risen to 10 as emergency workers comb piles of rubble for more victims. Eight people have been hospitalized and several people are unaccounted for after the blast on Friday. A viral Halloween display that shut down last weekend in Plainfield, Illinois, gets the green light to fright. Fox's Jeff Manasso reports.
It's a Stranger Things Halloween display in Plainfield in suburban Chicago, including a floating Max Mayfield that pays homage to the popular Netflix series that was temporarily shut down over neighbor complaints about too much traffic. Homeowner Dave Appel took the issue to Joliet City Hall, which provides services to Plainfield.
The conversation looked like I had fans
in City Hall,
including the city's mayor, Bob Odenkirk.
I'm going to take my kids out there this weekend.
Though promising police patrols to limit traffic and to keep people safe. The homeowner is saying that the only thing stopping him at his spooky display now.
November 1st.
Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.